What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Friday, August 9th, 2019. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside Forbes 30 Under 30, a.k.a. the second best baby blues, a.k.a. the verified one at Tim Geddes.
Let Tim host. Congratulations, Greg.
On what?
Two fronts. Front number one. Your Newsweek article. Very cool. I'm sure we'll talk about that later.
Oh, trust me, it's in the news.
And all that, so we'll get to that. But congratulations even more so.
Yeah.
For your TV.
Yay!
Greg Miller finally joining the 4K HDR revolution in the finest way possible. An OLED LG.
Woo!
I don't know if it's still on sale for
IGN.com. Shout out to IGN.com, of course, a little website. I hope they're doing okay.
If you go check out their IGN deals site on Dell, they're having a crazy sale for the LG OLED series.
65 inch.
65 and 55.
But you don't want that.
I mean,
come on now.
If you're going to do it right.
Get out there and make the money happen.
Very exciting stuff. Biggest sale I've ever seen on these, and I keep a watch.
You do. Yeah. That was the thing. Is you've been, you know, for years you've shamed me about my TV. Mm-hmm. You made fun of me for having a PlayStation 4 Pro and Xbox One X plugged into my normal TV.
Yeah.
And came in yesterday and you're like, guys,
it's time.
This is the most insane. It was like $1,800 off or whatever is what it says on the Dell page.
Yeah.
It was on the Dell
Depending
page.
I mean, MSRP gets a little tricky stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you can get this thing for, no matter what way you cut it, you saved almost a grand.
Nice.
No matter what.
Yeah. Hey, Kev.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
I'm very excited.
The problem is, though, I have that anxiety now because it says, like, the delivery date's like by August 22nd. I'm like, fuck, there's a lot of days I'm not home or like no one's home.
Oh, you got delivered to your house?
Yeah, I figured.
Why don't you just deliver it here?
Well, if it's a normal week, Jen's going to be there. You know what I mean?
But what if it isn't?
Then I guess it's just going to be in the lobby of my building and Lucy have to drag it upstairs, you know?
There's no way.
Greg, it's real
big. She's got
those
little
arms. Yeah, but the TV's now weigh nothing.
The TV's weigh nothing, but the box is big.
The box is huge.
She can drag it. She's got those European legs and arms. She can do it.
Nearly as big as the bed of my pickup truck.
Damn. See, that was my other thing. If I got it shipped here, what am I going to do?
I got a pickup truck.
No, you're going to drive them all crazy. It's going to bounce out. It's going to hit somebody.
I drove mine from Milpitas.
Anyway, I'm very excited to send you video to follow along. It's real easy
to set up, right?
You do everything, and then you're done. Then you're done, Greg.
Okay, I'm in. I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Welcome to the present.
Thank
you. Know what I mean?
I'm happy to be here. I'm excited.
And for anyone out there in the market for a TV, $1,500, 65-inch OLED. Insane.
Yeah.
Insane deal. I've been using this TV for 3-4 years now, and it's just changed my life.
Wow.
Entirely.
Well, I'm excited to have my life changed, but that's not what we're talking about today. Instead, we're going to talk about Walmart banning and pulling off the violent video game ads, ESPN and ABC pulling Apex Legends esports tournaments from TV, and how popular video games are in the UK, but surprisingly, no one's getting shot there. Because this is Kinda Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we talk to you about the nerdy news in video games. If you like that, be part of the show. Patreon.com/kindoffunnygames with your questions, comments, concerns, everything under the video game sun. Then you can tune in and watch us record the show live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. If you're watching live, you have a special job. Go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong and tell us what we screw up as we screw it up, so we can set the record straight for everybody watching later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe. Housekeeping for you. Remember, 1 week from today, Tim, myself, and Andy will be in Toronto at the Canadian National Exhibition. We will be there the 16th through the 18th, hosting two panels a day in the gaming garage. You can get all the information at kindoffunny.com/events. See me talk to Nathan from Cappy.
Ooh.
Drinkbox, Ubisoft, about Watch Dogs Legion. We'll be playing games. We'll be arguing about top 10 lists. We'll be having a good time up there. We hope you come. And I hear there's a bunch of crazy fried foods that I'm excited to play. And I can't wait to meet some of these. Did I say play?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you're making the face about?
Yeah.
Can't wait to eat these fried foods. Is that better?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm excited to play and see what these different Canadian Pokemon Go guys look like. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
They all have maple Canadian leaves Pokemon on their head, I assume. I don't know what's going on.
They're region specific.
Exactly.
It's like a lowland like Pokemon, but they're Canadian.
Gotcha. Thank you very much.
Thank
you to our Patreon producers, Blackjack and Mohammed. Today we're brought to you by Hims and Raycon, but I'll tell you about that later. Let's begin the show with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. Time for some news. Seven items on the Roper Report.
The fucking Pinkerton!
And I cut stuff out because I was like, man, we are going too long already, all right? Let's start with the big one everybody's talking about. We're at Vice with Nicole Carpenter, who writes, Walmart is pulling violent video game ads. Walmart stores are reportedly removing signing and displays referencing violence, including signage and playable demos for video games following recent shootings at two of its stores. On July 30th, a gunman shot two Walmart employees and injured a police officer at a Walmart in South Haven, Mississippi. Following Saturday on August 3rd, a 21-year-old man killed 22 people and wounded 24 others at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. Days after the shooting, President Trump blamed, in part, quote, gruesome and grisly video games, end quote, as well as mental health issues for mass shootings in America, despite evidence that suggests otherwise. This week, Walmart's sent employees a notice titled, quote, immediate action, remove signing and displays referencing violence, end quote. Freelance writer Kenneth Shepard posted an image of the notice on Twitter, and other copies have circulated on Reddit. Quote, review your store for any signing or displays that contain violent images or aggressive behavior, the notice reads. Remove from the sales floor or turn off these items immediately. It's unclear how widely the notice was circulated. The notice instructs workers to remove demos of, quote, violent games, specifically PlayStation or Xbox units. Events for combat-style or third-person shooter games scheduled in the electronics department, movies depicting violence, and hunting season videos playing in the sporting goods section. It also noted that merchandisers from Anderson Merchandisers, a service provider for Walmart, will send out representatives to update display consoles and demo units within the next week. Vice was able to independently confirm that Walmart is asking employees to remove signing referencing violence. Quote, I went into work today and they handed me a copy of the instructions to remove the violent signage and gaming displays, a Walmart employee who received the notice and asked to be quoted anonymously told Vice. And I immediately threw it away because it's obviously a way to shift the blame from the real problem regarding the mass shootings. I didn't get to confirm this yesterday, but they aren't doing anything about the sales of guns and ammo in the store. The argument that video games are to blame for mass shootings often distracts from larger issues that do contribute greatly to mass shootings in the country. For example, gun laws and racist ideology. This isn't to say, however, that video games and the community don't have problems. They do. Firearm manufacturers do see gamers who play titles that feature their brand name weapons as potential customers. Notably, the company's memo does not mention the removal of actual guns for sale from Walmart stores, despite pleas from gun control activists and employees. Walmart said this week that there's, quote, been no change in its gun policy, according to USA Today. Quote, we've taken this action out of respect to the incidents. We've taken this action out of respect for the incidents of the past week. And this action does not reflect a long-term change in our video game assortment, Walmart spokesperson Tara House said, noting that Walmart is continuing, quote, a thoughtful and thorough review of its policies. Timothy?
Yes.
What do you think?
Interesting stuff, I think, especially after you read the actual article itself, and it's not just my gut reaction to the headline.
Yeah.
Because this isn't just video games being singled out.
100%.
And I think that is a big omission that a lot of the tweets
that
I've seen.
People are missing in their initial reactions.
Because here we're seeing this thing of with video games, movies depicting violence, and hunting season videos playing in the sporting goods section. So this is specifically talking about violence on any front, including real gun use, for which the guns at Walmart are being sold for.
Yeah.
So not as
egregious
as it seems.
Yeah.
Still a distraction missing the mark, right?
Yeah.
But this is coming from Walmart, not from above Walmart, you'd have to assume.
Yeah.
And the reasoning for this is the shooting's happening in Walmart, right? Having said all that, it's like, okay, but Walmart could also change its gun control situation within their own stores.
Sure.
And there's money to be lost there where there's not money to be lost with these demo units and videos that are playing on loop.
Exactly. And that's the problem here, right? We talked about this on Monday when Trump and McCarthy's statements had been fresh, right? In terms of blaming video games as a distraction. And we can't get caught up in that. We can't waste our time fighting this fight. That makes no sense. Science is in our corner. There are enough studies that have said, no, violent video games do not make violent people. Like, let's not fight that fight. I think, however, it raised everyone's obviously anxiety and got everybody really tense about what could happen, right? I know there's been a lot of concern in our industry about it. And also, in, you know, and I mean that including obviously viewers, listeners, fans. I think it gave everybody, I mean, and no pun intended, a hair trigger on this issue. So when this did get started, start up last night, right, it was a very much like, hey,
like, no.
They're taking down video game advertisements, yeah. Which you're like, what the fuck? And then you read through this, and I think it is still tone deaf. It is still missing the mark. It is still ignoring the real problem, right? I don't think. You know that none of these mass shooter people are walking through the store being like, oh man, I don't know how to solve my problems. And they see the hunting video, they see a Gears of War advert, and they're like, oh, now I do. I'm going to go to the gun department, buy a gun, and I'm going to fuck shit up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, yeah, it's this thing right now where we're in such a, everyone's in such a tizzy, understandably. And I'm not saying about the mass shootings, I mean about video games and violent video games and blah, 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 blah. It's easy always to attack video games. It's obvious that they're looking for a scapegoat. It's clear that's what they're doing. But then you get to something like this, and it's that slippery slope, I feel we get into, right? Where I talk about this all the time in the shows, that we exist, I feel like, in a world where it's yes or no, black or white. It's binary, right? It's one or two. It's not, there's no middle ground, right? And so I feel like we're at that point now where they've already taken a shot at video games very publicly, right? They're trying to pass this off to people who don't know video games as the real problem. And that means that we're all trying to stand our ground and not let anything happen. When you get to something like this and you see that headline that they're banning the video game stuff, first off, it doesn't talk about it being temporary. Now, granted, it should be pointed out for this Vice article, there's an update at the bottom. Update, this article was updated with the comment from Walmart. So when it went out, it was a, what the fuck? Is this for good now that they're taking down violent video games? And then in reality here, no,
be the worst thing, though? Like what they're talking about? Because again, you're saying video games. This is saying immediate action, remove signage and displays referencing violence.
Yeah.
Across the board. Is that really the worst thing? Do we really need to get mad about that? Like, that's my thing, is I just feel that with the we don't need to fight for video games. We won. We're going to be fine. We're going to keep going, and we need to fight for the things that matter. Signs for Gears of War 5? Are we really going to be mad about advertisements?
And I'm not.
But it's movies too, and it's hunting things. It's like the moment that we're like, no, but video games are different. It's like, okay, but don't bring attention to us in such a bad way. All of a sudden, more and more people are going to be referencing there might be an issue. Why are video games being taken down?
Yeah.
When it's like, don't make it about that. All violence is being taken down. Leave it at that. That's a separate conversation, you know?
Yeah.
Then anybody that can't separate video games, movies, and sporting videos, it's like, you don't want to create an issue of, oh no, but video games are different.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Make them the same thing, right?
Yeah.
That's my thoughts on that.
No, there's definitely an argument to be made there. I don't think you're wrong. The problem is that I think, well, you know, actually I want to bring in a question here because, I mean, I got two questions about this. All right, we're going to go to Blackjack. Blackjack wrote into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and says, hey, Greg and Tim, hope you're both well. After President Trump's remarks about violent video games on Monday, you both seemed confident there was no reason to worry about or engage with that sort of rhetoric. Now we have the Walmart news. With a Supreme Court that leans conservative now, if a decision about banning violent video games were to happen at that level, it's possible we, the video game enthusiasts, wouldn't be happy with the outcome. Is this the first very small step towards that sort of legislation by the U.S. government, or is it simply a case of a massive corporation, parentheses, which also happens to sell guns at their stores, trying to cover their ass? Love you both. I think
it's the latter.
Of them trying to cover their ass?
Yeah. I think it's them trying to cover their ass. And again, this goes back to, it's like they're dealing with an issue that happened in their stores. So there is a much more immediate, we need to do something to at least look like we're trying.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
And I don't think this is an attack on video games.
Yeah.
I think video games are part of it, part of the conversation.
But I don't think anybody thinks it's an attack on video games. I think people are upset that there is the weird decision to remove not only violence from video games and other media from the store. They're doing that, but they're not taking care of the problem of the weapon that was used inside their store, which they sell in their own stores.
That's not the argument we're talking about. Because okay. The question here being asked is, that is this like a snowball effect of video games being blamed and treated differently? Mm. Like, obviously, the guns in the store, that's the real problem. But Walmart's not doing that. They're not talking about that. Right now, it is the violence and stuff. And they're not selling these things. It's advertisements in the store. It's like corner stops or whatever they're called.
Yeah, yeah, the end caps aisles.
Aisles. And it's the random videos that are playing, and it's demo units, right? Like, that's not, they're still selling the violent video games. They're still selling the violent movies, and they're still selling whatever the fuck sports people need.
whatever the fuck sports people need.
I don't know what you need to hunt besides guns, but I'm sure you need like
rifle bag,
like fake ducks and stuff. I don't
know. Sure. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Of course. I think we don't need to worry about this is one way to take it, right? But I feel, and the thing is though, that this is, I do think could be, and I'm not saying it is, but to Blackjack's point, could be a small step where if this happens and there is no uproar, there is no counter argument to it, then it is that question of how slowly do they start rolling stuff back? Because it is the question of, like, in the same way we're talking about this, if it's done, it's over, who cares, right? Like, that's how I felt about abortion. I remember being in, like, fucking junior high school and all this stuff, and you have these arguments. It's like, nah, it keeps getting held up. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it. And then now the Supreme Court has swung a different way. And there is a real conversation of if they were to do this and they do this and the attack on Planned Parenthood and all this dumb shit you're seeing happen. You're like, fuck, are they about to somehow figure out a way to worm their way back in and abolish abortion? Holy shit. Like that, I thought this fight was done. And I think that is the concern here, that if you're, I'm going to totally fuck up the adage. Barrett, do you know it? And I like how I turned to Barrett as if he just knows exactly, but it's like, when they came for X, I said nothing. When they came for me, there was no one left to say anything, right?
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's the thing of, it just needs to be a conversation. I'm not saying it needs to be full on crazy articles, headlines, this, that, the other, protests, all this jazz. It just needs to be that, like, hey, this is, why are you doing this? And it's interesting because when I saw the headline and hadn't read the article yet and was talking to Jen about it or whatever, it was this thing of like, it reminded me, and even reading it now reminds me so much of 9/11. And you remember after 9/11, there was like a whole list of songs radio couldn't play.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking at the time, even, that's really dumb, right? I mean, I get it. Okay. But I understand this event just literally changed everything, but like, come on, where do you draw the line? Right. But the thing there with this was that was a once, knock on wood, in a lifetime thing of, in terms of a terrorist attack that a country's never seen before, right? The problem here, of course, is Walmart saying, back to their quote, "We've taken this action out of respect for the incidents of the past week, and this action does not reflect a long-term change in our video game assortment." That's great. I have bad news for you, Walmart. Like, the mass shootings are not new. They are not rare. We keep talking about the two that happened last weekend. There was one in Gilroy, California the weekend before that. Like, this will continue to happen. So Walmart, are you saying you're doing this right now because they happened in your store? Like, and so when, as long as, once the time passes and there's another shooting,
I think so.
Once there's a shooting, 76 kids get shot at another fucking school, that'll be a different story. Then we can put our fucking hunting videos back up and our violent video games back up and da 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 da. And again, not address the gun stuff. And to the point, I put this on here, pulling from different sources that I didn't all cite, but I did look into, right? This quote, "Walmart has made considerable changes in recent years to its firearm policies, such as raising the age to 21 for firearms and ammunition purchases and ceasing the online sale of assault-type rifles, including toys that resemble them." He noted the store doesn't sell handguns except in Alaska. And then in another one here, a different source, the company banned the sale of assault-style rifles in its store in 2015. So I do want to give credit where credit's due that, again, legal to sell all this shit, legal to do all this, and Walmart is dialing it back, putting it in, trying to make a difference, at least in terms of it, but still sell all this stuff, right? And that was the other article I was reading where ammunition from the store was used in the Florida nightclub shooting, and this, they have a long, I'm not saying, hey, guess what, they've done everything right and clearly they're making an impact, but it is the thing of, when there will be another shooting, probably this weekend, but maybe in another month, there will be another big shooting somewhere, and like, what, so that means, like, does that, Walmart's gonna sit there and go, oh, well, we're gonna put violent media back up in the store, now we'll move it even further back?
If the shooting's in Walmart. Like, I think it's clear that this has to do with Walmart being involved. GameStop's not doing this. Target's not doing this. Best Buy's not doing this. It's Walmart, right? And they're doing it because there were shootings, mass shootings in their stores. Yep. They need to have a reactionary response, and they did. And the response is to be able to say, well, we did this.
Look, disassociate Walmart with people getting shot.
Exactly. And I think the problem is the disassociation is, my argument at the end of the day for this is, I think that people on our side, on the video game side of things, are doing a disservice to associate violence and video games even more so in this negative context of in being banned. You don't want to be banned from things. You don't want to be taken from things. When you and being banned is part of a headline, it makes everyone that's not going to read the article be like, well, there must be something wrong with that thing.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. Like, how many people are going to read this article compared to just see the headline and see people mad that video games or ads are being taken from Walmart? So how many people are going to look at it and be like, oh, video games are going to stop being sold at Walmart? Yeah. So many. That's not what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to take that. Many people are going to take that from this. And that's what I'm saying is like, stop fighting for video games there. Like, that's unnecessary. Fight for the gun stuff. Fight for the shit that actually
matters.
Don't
buy into the distraction, right?
Don't buy into the distraction.
That was, again, if you touched on it. Yeah. If you go to newsweek.com, I wrote an op-ed there about this, which is like, I don't even bother arguing with Trump and McCarthy, right? In terms of video games make people violent. I very early on, I'm like, this isn't worth my time or yours to argue it. Instead, I want to go to this thing where the McCarthy said that video games dehumanize people, right? And instead talk about all the ways video games actually humanize us and connect us and make us better people because of games. That's the thrust of mine, right? That's what we need to do, is have a conversation, not I about the violent video agree. Game thing, about the gun law, about everything else we need to do. Joey Noelle coming through because she's
Noelle.
A true hero.
I fucked up yesterday, but I made up for it.
Oh, yeah.
She'll fuck up later today, too. Don't worry. The one thing I know about Joey. Nah, she's great. She's not going to do anything bad. Tim, yes. What if I told you there's even more news in this vein? Number two, ESPN, ABC pull Apex Legends eSport tournament following mass shootings. This is Patrick Shanley, friend of the show from The Hollywood Reporter. Following multiple mass shootings over the weekend and a public condemnation. Thank you very much. It's the coffee. Let me get a sip of water. Ah. Condemnation of gruesome and violent video games by President Donald Trump on Monday. ESPN and ABC have opted to pull the broadcast of X Games Apex Legends EXP Invitational. That was scheduled this weekend, The Hollywood Reporter has confirmed. Rod, how do you want to say that? Breslau was the first to report the news on Twitter. Another one of those guys I see Rod in my mentions all the time, but I've never actually said his name out loud. Hey, Rod. The event has been rescheduled for October. Apex Legends is a first-person shooter battle royale game from EA and Respawn Entertainment. It pits teams of 3-1 in an ever-shrinking map until one team survives. The event over the weekend was to be the game's biggest esports event since its launch in February. Unlike more realistic shooters such as Call of Duty, Apex Legends is marked by a more cartoonish art style that does not feature blood or gore. It is rated T for teen by the Entertainment Software Rating Board. Earlier this week, Universal pulled ads for the film The Hunt, produced by Blumhouse, which centers on a plot involving Trump-supporting characters being hunted for sport by a group of liberal elites. Threw that in there. Obviously, Patrick's article goes on, but again, what we're talking about, again, I think this is has those rings, right? Echoes of what I was talking about with the 9/11 and the banned songs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Where this one, fine? You okay with this?
See, no, this is the point where I'm like, all right, we're starting to see a little bit of that snowball effect, of something kind of getting pushed down the mountain a little bit. However, they are saying that they're going to show it later.
Sure.
How does that work, though? Like, are they postponing the event?
I think they're postponing the event. I don't think it's been filmed yet.
Okay, cool. So it's,
Barrett, can you give me a check on that? Because I think that's live. No, I think it's. I think this hasn't been happened. This hasn't happened yet. I think. This
But what I'm saying is, like, are they going to change?
Oh, the X Games in general?
Yeah, because I feel like there's more ramifications here, unless it's just like an X Games.
I think it
like,
might be X Games branded. I don't know if it's like they're doing fucking skate and shit at the other side of it.
Because it's like, are they going to do it live totally and broadcast it in October?
Live.
Or is it going to like happen now and then they show it in October? Because that's really lame. Right.
A lot of people in the chat are saying that it was done last week.
Oh, it's already been filmed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
So
just going to sit on it. Yeah.
Just going to sit on it. Yeah. You know, this does suck, and this is an attack on those things, and this is more than anything a distraction. But it's also, this is ESPN and ABC being like, it's not worth dealing with our inboxes getting flooded with people being upset on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, it's funny. I think this one, I don't know, it's a different, of a million different things, I guess. This one for me was the more like, okay, I understand why this is happening. I understand why. Like the Walmart thing.
What's the reasoning?
Struck me wrong. Why on why this is happening?
Yeah, like why do you understand?
I think this is a bad look for something as mainstream as this, right? I guess with when I'm looking at a Walmart and there's a Gears of War display and there's a video going over there, I think of the amount of eyes that are going to be caught by that are so low to see like the end, like we're talking about the end of an advert that's like the guy with the Lancer or whatever ripping through somebody. I don't even know. That sounds too graphic for what you put in a Walmart to begin with, right? This is so much more, I think. Hey, you're flipping through the channels, you get to ABC, you get to ESPN, and it's violent video games on TV. People are shooting guns. It is. I'm sure ESPN, ABC, and I would assume to an extent EA and Respawn are like, out of respect, sure, pull it down, but also in the thing that right now, since the water's been chummed with, hey, violent video games make violent people, maybe we shouldn't put on these two giant networks of this thing that is going to be people shooting guns. That's the biggest struggle we have right now, I feel, right? Is that the people who believe violent video games make bad people, make violent people, are only seeing Grand Theft Auto and Call of Duty and their news clips for 2 seconds. This is what I was talking about in the article too, right? Like, it's not, they're not seeing the giant library, this mm-hmm. giant wealth, this giant swatch of games that are a million different in a million different ways. So for this to come on the heels 1 week later, I feel with the waters again chummed. If it had just been the shooting and this week nobody had been like, violent video games make violent people, I think it would totally run. But I think the fact that they had opened their mouths and be like, no, this is the problem that dehumanizes people. It does all these different things.
Totally.
That you look at this and you're like, well, fuck. Now, yeah. We can't. And I think it's to the point even of, sure, they don't want their inboxes flooded. I also think they know this would do damage to esports and video games. Uh-huh. In terms of somebody tuning in, and that's all they see is just people.
Absolutely,
shot.
I mean, Trump and McCarthy saying this stuff politicized the video game conversation this week in a way that it wouldn't have been. This mm-hmm. totally would have ran regardless of the shootings and all that. Because what you're talking about video games have so much more to offer. I feel like that's almost an irrelevant argument for this because Grand Theft Auto and Call of Duty do still exist. Those are violent video games, and they are just as equal to the journeys out there. Like, they are video games. They are what video games can be and are. And I think that Apex is a good example of that, where we need to just normalize what this is. It needs to be able to play on TV at any point or not at all.
Yeah.
Because, or on, not on TV, but on ABC specifically, where it's like, if basketball can, this needs to. They need to be the equal in terms of being sports. And there needs to be some type of program, censorship, some type of like board that regulates this stuff, which is in the same way that you can't buy these games unless you're 17, right? In stores. That doesn't mean people can't get access. That doesn't mean whatever. It just means legally that's what it is, right?
And T for teen, I guess, isn't that actually, is it? I'm thinking of mature.
Yeah, I'm talking about mature, right?
Yeah. Well, this is Apex is teen.
Then, but TV still has their different board with the G and the well, TV's different.
I was gonna say, does it happen anymore? I don't watch TV. I don't know.
TV does, but like it has the you know what I'm talking about. There is the scale. It's
yes,
different
100%.
Than the movie scale. That's PG yep. to R. Yeah. TV has it's like 14 plus whatever the hell. This needs that, you know, and ABC needs to decide when there's different time slots. This is just how this works, when the different things can be shown and what level of violence can be shown or whatever. And each video game needs to be looked at in the same as content, the same way that the ESRB looks at it for gameplay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And if it passes that bar, none of this shit should affect it at all. If it doesn't, it shouldn't be shown in the first place.
Yeah.
That's ABC's prerogative.
Yeah.
Am I making sense with that?
Yeah, 100%. I think more to this one, to this very specific case of Apex Legends on the heels of these shootings, right? The problem is that they're still trying to establish this, still trying to establish what this looks like, that esports are a thing and that they can be these team-based games, and then Apex Legends is a good one. Where it's like, it's very similar to the Newsweek thing I did today, right? Where it's like, at the end, I start talking about all these great games that aren't shooters that are doing all this stuff. If you hate video games and you think violent video, you're never going to listen to that part, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's the same thing here, where is it if on the heels of this, if you are so mad at video games for this and you think violent video games are making violent people, it doesn't matter that you're going to see this and see a team of three people kicking ass, winning, getting up, celebrating, the camaraderie, the people watching it, the showmanship, the, you know, all the technical prowess that goes into this, all the skill that goes into it. You're just going to see people getting shot
yeah.
and their bodies falling down.
You know, I see it in two very contradicting ways. On one side is I go to this bar, Yancey's, all the time, and it's a sports bar. Tons of TVs everywhere. It's playing every sports channel there is, right? Yeah. And there's baseball, there's basketball going on at the same time, and there's always ESPN2 or whatever the hell it is.
ESPN Ocho.
Playing some first-person shooter, Counter-Strike, or Call of Duty, or whatever, Halo, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And like, in the last 2 years, that's always true. There's always some video game being played, not just on one screen. It's on many screens.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's just where we're at, where these are seen as sports in that level.
Yeah.
And I feel like for that argument, it's like, you got to just double down. Like, these things can't stop that. We're not going to stop baseball because someone got hit with a baseball or whatever the fuck. I know it's a bad example, but like, point stands for me where it's like, you need to just double down. Just be like, no, this does not cause that. This is a sport. Watch this fucking sport or shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
The other side of it is, you're absolutely right. Like, if we don't want these things associated with it, and that's from ABC's level of not wanting the bad press from it, and it's also from the, I'm sure, like, Apex's level of just being like, we just don't want to be associated with this shit right now. So it doesn't bother us to be broadcast in October.
Don't get me wrong. I stand, if I was ABC, if I was ESPN, if I was Apex, if I was this, blah, 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 I would want to do the ballsy thing and be like, no, guys, we're doing this. This is what this is. This is what this sport is. We have to understand and show people that it's not that.
Absolutely.
I get their argument that, like, well, no, it's in its infancy. We don't want to do this. Blah, blah, blah. It's going to do more harm than good. It's just going to be, I get all that, but I would say fuck it and do it because mm-hmm. you have to stand for something, right? And that would be the thing is
that's
that if I was running this esport, if I was running these channels, I would very much be bullish. Now, granted, that's easy for me and us to say. Company of eight, you know what I mean? Small time, whatever, you know, small potatoes, anything, but like compared to ESPN, ABC, and Disney, like I get the pressures they think they're under. I get what they're trying to do for a mainstream audience. It's what we don't get to do. You know what I mean? Or don't have to do, I should say. Don't get to do. But I get it. I get both sides of it as well. You know what I mean? And that's the thing about this is that I wish, you know, as much as we want, I was talking about earlier being a binary zero or one. God, I saw you in the there, Flash Andy, in the you're wrong. You know, that's yes or no. What it's not. I said 1-2, but binary, of course, is zero or one. It doesn't matter. That there's a lot of not even gray area. There's a lot of discussion in here. There's mm-hmm. there isn't a clear right or wrong. And it's who, what audience are you trying to serve?
And when it comes to this exact example, in my opinion, it doesn't matter. It's not live. It's not really going to detract one way or another for the audience of this event. Like,
right.
It's already happened.
It does come down to, again, this is going to keep happening. We are going to keep having mass shootings in this country for a long time. And so you have to start figuring out what the real problem is, because take all the advertisements down in Walmart for all violent media of any kind. Postpone every first-person shooter esport, and then find me the next scapegoat. You know what I mean? This isn't going to stop anybody this weekend or next weekend or 3 weekends from now.
It's all rhetoric, man.
I know.
It's this, and then when there's not a shooting next week, then it's like, hey, this got postponed. There's no shooting.
Guy walked into Walmart, wanted to go in the video game section, was looking for an ad to inspire him. Instead, he found fucking Train Sim. Now he's Gary Wood on Twitch.
Yeah.
Not Gary Wood. Gary
don't
Wood.
Get distracted.
He's already playing Chains, Train Sim. But yes, don't get distracted. That's the big point, ladies and gentlemen. Vote. Be proactive. Don't be silent. Number three on the Roper Report, video games are popular in the UK, but again, hey, no shootings over there. This is James Batchelor of GamesIndustry.biz. New figures show that UK consumers spent almost £1.6 billion on video games in the first 6 months of the year. The Entertainment Retail Association has released its market report for H1 2019, which shows games remain the highest grossing sector of entertainment in the entertainment market. In total, UK consumers spent $3.3 billion on games, music, and video from January to June, meaning the $1.56 billion taken by games accounts for 47% of all money spent. That was the big one right there.
Yeah.
Games showed the least growth, with spend rising only 1%, but remains an entertainment powerhouse. That's awesome. 47%. Yep. You know what I mean?
Go for it, man.
Again.
It's like a lot of NHLs combined.
A lot of NHLs combined. Man, I was going to say, you like that Netflix show a lot. Oh, that's all you took away from it.
That's great.
Number four, Epic Games and THQ are commenting on the loot box transparency stuff. This is Rebecca Valentine over at GamesIndustry.biz, friend of the show. Earlier this week, the ESA announced that the three major platform holders, Nintendo, Microsoft, and Sony, would commit to policies requiring new games released on their platforms to disclose odds on any loot boxes they contained beginning in 2020. Other ESA members also pledging the same include Activision Blizzard, Bandai Namco Entertainment, Bethesda, Bungie, Electronic Arts, Take-Two Interactive, Ubisoft, Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment, and Wizards of the Coast. That did still leave a number of ESA members outside of that commitment, notably including Epic Games. Epic has worked towards improved transparency on loot boxes lately, including disclosing the content of loot boxes before purchase in Fortnite Save the World as of January last year, and doing the same for Psyonix Rocket League just this week. In a statement to GamesIndustry.biz, Epic said it would implement the same policy on all future titles as well. Quote, earlier this year, the Fortnite Save the World team made a change that showed players every item that they would get in the paid llama before opening it, the statement reads. Earlier this week, the team at Psyonix announced a similar change coming later this year to paid crates in Rocket League. Going forward, we're committed to the same transparency for player purchases in all Epic Games titles, end quote. GamesIndustry.biz reached out to Epic Games for further comment as to whether this policy will also extend to games published on the Epic Games Store and not just titles specifically published by Epic. THQ Nordic is another company on the list of ESA members that did not commit to the pledge. However, on Twitter, the company officially weighed in and said that it was not even asked by the ESA for such a commitment, given that it has not published a single game containing a loot box. Quote, we do not plan to implement casino-style mechanics in our games, the company added.
Get him, THQ
get
Nordic.
Get him, THQ Nordic. God damn, come off the bench and get him. Darksiders Genesis, what up? Can't wait. Not the board game. Good. I'm glad again. This is, you know, this domino is falling and now you see everybody getting in line with it, right? Of like, cool, this is what we'll do. Great. Yeah,
great. It's
the right way to do it, right? Tim, I have good news for you.
Give it to me.
You're an Xbox. I know it very well. You're always at home playing on that X.
Throwing that X up.
Number five, Gears 5 is gone gold, and its achievements got announced. I'm going to read officially from the Xbox post they put up, but hey, it's good news, so let's talk about it. Today, the Coalition and Xbox are proud to announce that Gears 5 is gone gold, a major moment ahead of its launch next month. This is significant for us as game creators, as it means the game disc has been released to manufacturing, so everyone can enjoy and play on September 6th through Xbox Game Pass Ultimate and Gears 5 Ultimate Edition. Quote, from all of us at the Coalition, we couldn't be more excited to share Gears 5 with the world. I want to thank the team here who has worked so hard for our fans, and we all hope you are as excited as we are to play Gears 5, said Rod Ferguson, studio head at the Coalition. This is the furthest we have taken the franchise, living our studio mantra of, if you want to go far, go together.
Hell yeah, baby.
So congratulations to them.
Love going gold stores.
Yeah, me too. Know? There's been a lot of good ones lately. I'm glad to see the Gears is there and ready to go too. Number six, Twitch Studio has a beta. Streamers are at the core of every community on Twitch, so we're building an all-in-one streaming app designed for new streamers. Twitch Studio has features that guide you through your stream setup, plus tools that make it easy to engage with your community while you stream. Twitch Studio is Twitch's all-in-one streaming app for new streamers. It enables you to stream directly on Twitch and provides a guided and intuitive experience while setting up your stream. If you're thinking about becoming a streamer or attempted to and stopped because it was too difficult, Twitch Studio is for you. We know a lot of people want to stream but fail to start because it can be complicated. Twitch Studio improves the experience for new streamers by making it easier to get started with guidance on how to set up your first stream. Twitch Studio helps new streamers with the setup and customization of their stream. If you are an existing streamer, you are likely satisfied with your current stream and equipment setup, so there's no need to switch. You are still welcome to try Twitch Studio Beta and provide feedback that can help us shape the future of our app. I thought that was an interesting one, just that they're finally getting around like having to use weird ass OBS or XSplit like we did way back in the day.
I hope that it's good. You know, there's always issues with these type of things, but the more tools available to people that are actually supported, the better. How long will this last, and will there be ongoing updates and stuff? We'll have to see.
Yeah.
And will those updates be good? You look at YouTube and it's Creator Studio and stuff, and it can be such a nightmare.
New Twitter, it's like, god.
I'm not talking about things like that. That's just change of UI.
Hey,
and
content
stuff.
Creation.
But I'm talking about. Oh, I mean, I guess you're right.
I got him, guys.
The Twitter, like the backside of it. What's it called? Media Studio.
Yeah. It went from video.twitter.com to media.twitter.com.
Yeah, like that stuff. That needs a lot of work. But the YouTube Studio stuff, like they are constantly making changes that are good for the users. I just feel like they need to commit a little harder. And I guess the numbered updates, the 4.0s or whatever, I feel just need to be a little bit stronger with the features that they add, because everything always seems broken.
Yeah.
Like, and not quite there. And I hope that that's not true with Twitch, but it's going to be. Like, that's just how these things have worked. And I get it to an extent, because like there's a lot of X factors when it comes to making content and with video streaming especially. A lot of bandwidth necessary, a lot of bitrate necessary, a lot of things that are going into it. But I think that there's going to be a lot more pressure from the Mixer side of things because of all of this. And Mixer has a great suite of tools available to them, because Mixer's kind of been doing the thing that Xbox has been doing for the last couple of years of like building up but ours is better.
We have better programs than better this, and this is the thing.
And it's like, cool, we don't have the numbers, we don't have this, whatever, but ours is better.
Yeah.
And I think that pressure's now with Ninja there and all the rumors of everyone else going that at this point are just rumors.
Are there rumors circulating now?
Dr. Disrespect's definitely like teasing enough that to get people talking.
But is he just doing the Dr. Disrespect character
shit? Round people up, sure.
Did they allow you to film in a bathroom on Mixer? Is that a thing they do?
I don't know. I haven't. Probably not based on their TOS, actually.
Oh, yeah, right. They were really worried about stricter. I saw some stuff about that. Yeah. Clothing, right?
Yeah. But he posted a picture of himself outside. Like Microsoft.
Oh.
And it was like, here for some things to talk about or whatever the hell.
Interesting.
And
interesting.
Some other shit like that. And it's not just him. Like, there's a ton of other people. I was reading on Reset Era.
Have we been invited over?
It's not an invite, necessarily. Invite to Microsoft?
To make sure they want us to have a meeting or do anything? Streamer shows there, you know?
No, probably not.
No? Damn.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
One day. Not really. We don't commit to it at all. Final story on the Rover Report, number 7. Total War might be headed to Troy. This is Fraser Brown from PC Gamer. Creative Assembly is gearing up for another Total War saga by the looks of things, and this time we'll be joining the Greeks and Trojans as they beat each other up over Helen. Total War is heading to Troy. A trademark application filed in July and published in August, cheers Reddit, gave the game away, though neither Creative Assembly or publisher Sega have announced the latest saga. If you're not Ofat, this is how you know PC Gamer is too highfalutin for me. You're using French right here. Total War Saga's focus on specific conflicts and smaller time frames than the main series, with the first taking us to the British Isles during the era of Alfred the Great. Thrones of Britannia made some bold changes, but AI issues and a boring endgame made it hard to recommend over Warhammer 2 and now Three Kingdoms.
Alfat means having a good or detailed knowledge of.
French, right? I nail that. Did I get that part right?
I mean, it looks French. Nothing on this page says French.
I'm going to say it's French. So go get him.
Yep, it is French.
Creative Assembly and Tom.
Get him, Tom.
Tim?
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what Tom does next at Creative Assembly, but that's so far away. If I wanted something more immediate, say what came to the mom and grop shops today, where would I go?
The official list of upcoming software across each and every platform is listed by the Kinda Funny Games Daily Show host each and every week.
Yeah. Out today, Word Art Online, Fatal Bullet Complete Edition on Switch.
Sword Art Online, yeah.
I lost the S in my copying. Sorry. Word Art. Turok 2, Seeds of Evil on Switch. Neverlast on Switch. Tactics 5 Obsidian Brigade PC, Mac, and Switch. Welcome to Handwell on Switch. Taimumari Complete Edition on Switch. Hashtag Race Die Run on Switch. Jaxxon the Thief PC. Watchtower PC. Clear at 5 PC. Celsius PC. The music of Red Dead Redemption 2 original score is now available on all major digital music platforms, including Apple Music and Spotify. Yeah. And then you can play the Black Desert Beta on PlayStation 4 right now up until August 13th. Tim, I got a deal of the day for you. Ready?
Give it to me.
This is something people were shouting about and you were wrong yesterday. It's breaking news, which I don't think is breaking news, but it's here. It's a deal of the day. I got some Final Fantasy 14 stuff for you. Woo! Shadowbringers offers players a whole new world of adventure in the lands of Novaran. In the hope that would-be adventurers can experience all that Final Fantasy 14 has to offer, we are pleased to announce the latest free login campaign. If you or any of your friends are currently taking a break, you won't want to miss out on this limited time event. Free login campaign reads like this. Users who have previously purchased and registered Final Fantasy 14, all registered service accounts are set as inactive during the campaign period. Registered service accounts may have been inactive for at least 30 days. From Friday, August 9th through Friday, August 16th, you can jump in there and play. It's 6 days, including the day of which the players first log in. This period ends on the 6th day. So, if you want to play some Final Fantasy because you've, lapsed, go get them.
My deal of the day is the TV I was talking about earlier. It looks like it's still available for that price. You can look at IGN's Daily Deals article from yesterday to get information on that. If you're in the market for a TV, I'm telling you, man.
This is it. And the way I really sold the gen, right? You get the $300 gift card to Dell. And she's like, oh, Dell sells monitors. And I'm like, yep, because she wants a new monitor for her computer. So
Dell
there
sells
you
gray monitor. The there best monitors.
A good one for $300?
No. Close, though.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Time for reader mail. But first, I'll tell you about our sponsors. First up, it's Hims. Summertime is here, and while you may be breaking out that baseball cap for a day at the beach or ballpark, if you're wearing it to hide thinning hair, you may not have to anymore. Be like Nick Scarpino and Andy Cortez from IGN. No, where do we? Kind of funny. There, on the other side of the wall, and they reached out to 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness, and more for men. They saw their hair was thinning, and they wanted to do something about it because thanks to science, baldness can be optional. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical grade solutions to treat hair loss. You get well-known generic equivalents to name brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. These are prescription solutions backed by science. No waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits. You save hours by going to 4hims.com. You answer a few quick questions and the doctor will review it, and if they deem it's right for you, they'll prescribe you what you need. Stop worrying about sunblock on that spot of thinning hair and do something to stop hair loss and promote hair growth. right now. My listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See the website for full details and safety information. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. Instead, go to forhims.com/gamesdaily. That's forhims.com/gamesdaily. forhims.com/gamesdaily. Up next, Raycon. Cool Greg has been using Raycon wireless earbuds over there, and he's enjoying them quite a bit because he likes the music, as I'm sure you do too. It's 2019. Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds, but before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. The company was actually co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Brandy are already obsessed. Raycon's E50 wireless earbuds have totally changed the game for Cool Greg. They're so comfortable, and they're easy to take anywhere. Unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet, with no dangling wires or stems, like when Kevin used to wear those things and I didn't like them. I made fun of them a lot.
If I had one wish, we'd be able to have multicolored ones. And
well,
they made this come true.
Huh?
And they made that come true. You can get blue ones.
I was going to jump out and say, well, Tim, go to Raycon, and then it would be there, but you ruined it. No, it's too late.
If I had one wish, that you can get them in blue.
Well, Tim, I just made it come true. Go to buyraycon.com/KFGames to get 15% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/KFGames for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. They come in a variety of colors. Get on there and see what you want. If you've been eyeing a pair, now is the time to get an amazing deal. One more time. Buyraycon.com/KFGames.
One Wish is my favorite Ray J song.
I hope someone got that. I see the reference.
I want just one person.
I don't know what I didn't make clear on Monday that I wouldn't be able to help you out with these Ray J references.
I helped you.
2038 Pokemon CEO writes in to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and says, August 13th, 2009, 10 years ago, on Podcast Beyond, Greg Miller, Chris Roper, and Ryan Clements talked about the first Gamescom. Oh, because it was the first one in Cologne. I see what's happening. Because remember, it wasn't Gamescom when it was in Leipzig. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Quote, to celebrate Ryan's imminent departure, the team discusses what they think will happen at the very first Gamescom show in Cologne. Will the PS3 Slim be revealed? Will a new Final Fantasy be announced? Will a SingStar mascot, parentheses, Mikey the Microphone, be introduced to the world?
You haven't changed it all, Greg.
All this and, yeah, you can tell which prediction was mine. All this and more. Don't miss it. End quote.
And The Rock will be in a...
Back to Pokemon CEO. 10 years later this week, politics, unions, loot boxes, and Mod Nation Razors 2. For all we know, Monday, you could have another Crunch story time. H-E-double-L, a story...
A Crunch time story.
It made sense the way I read it, too. Just fucking back off my... You know, don't get in here.
Crunch story time?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Could that have made sense?
Yeah, they know what Crunch is. I listen, eat your fucking ice. Eat your ice. You're a monster.
Oh, stop it.
People hate that. H-E-double-L, a story could break as you read this. Do you quote-unquote miss the earlier days? Your work today covering these stories has made me take a more in-depth look at the industry. No. It's funny. I think it's really interesting and weird to look back at how different the industry was 10 years ago, to think about how different my day would be in 2009 versus what it is now, where I could sit at my desk and actually review video games and play things, and I was mainly writing. Podcast Beyond was still pretty much in its infancy.
Yeah.
Like, it was definitely different, but all the stuff we deal with now, so this week especially, I feel, maybe last couple weeks, has really been demoralizing and kick you in the teeth, and wow, we're having to wrestle with stuff, you know, way more serious than I would have initially thought when I was in the fourth grade, like I want to write about video games, right? But it's also a really exciting time as our industry comes into its own and does become something that you can't ignore, right? Like, that's, I mean, the biggest, not detriment, right? Or that's the craziest thing, I guess, about the violent video game argument resurfacing. Is that for me, when I was covering, when you remember Jack Thompson, right? When after the GTA guy,
yes,
the lawyer,
yes,
who was,
yes,
after,
yes,
GTA, when I started the Game Over column and blog back to the Columbia Daily Tribune, right, which is my gateway to IGN eventually, I came into work one day and had a voicemail from him because I had mentioned him in some blog or article, and he got Google searched and he found it and he called me and was like ranting and raving about GTA and violence. And I remember at that time deleting the email and being like, I can't believe Jack Thompson just called me. Because at that point, he was such a joke already. His arguments and lawsuits and trying to stop GTA. We'd already done it. We'd already lived through that, you know, in 2007, right? When this would have been happening, or 2006. Like, it was over. And so that was laughable, and it really felt like we had conquered that dragon and we were on to the next thing. And so to see it all get kicked back up this week is a reminder to me how far we've come in the fact, but it's all, and it's also depressing because it's like when you go back home and you have to like stay in your old bedroom or whatever. And it's like, oh, you feel like a kid again. And you're like, but I'm an adult and I do all these different things. Like for us to have come so far, for video games to be so much more diverse, to video games to be inarguably an art form and have proven that time and time again, like to get back in the mud about this argument, I that's why I keep talking about it being a distraction and want people to step off and not deal with it. Right. Like we're already arguing about guns and unions and all these different things. We don't need to sit here and revert back to arguing with people about why violent video games don't make violent people. And so it's cool to be this far along. It's interesting that the industry's come this far. It's cool to feel like, you know, for the longest time in the beginning of it, it was like, you know, we were still in like the silent era, right, of like movies, like when movies first came around. And to see games start aging out of that on their own and where we are, let alone where we're going to be in another 30 years, is crazy. If any of that made sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, when you look into the early 90s, the Mortal Kombat stuff, when that was all happening, and then later, early 2000s with Grand Theft Auto throughout the 2000s and all that, at that point, video games weren't more mainstream than those conversations. Those conversations were what made video games mainstream.
Sure.
We're lucky enough that we've lived through and hit a point where video games are more mainstream than those conversations, and now those conversations are happening, and I feel like it is our responsibility to talk about those and be willing to have those harder conversations about those things in equal weight with the other positive conversations that we have, because we get to talk about those things every day.
Yeah.
And so when these things come up, we can't just ignore it as if it's not happening. We need to call it what it is and move on, you know?
Yeah.
And like looking at the things that you guys were talking about going into Gamescom versus now, I think if we were to have a conversation going into Gamescom, it would be similar stuff.
Sure.
You know, it's like that stuff still does exist as well. But I think it is important for us to be able to use our platform to talk about what's important about video games. And that's every aspect of video games. It's not just, oh, this one's pretty, or I like how this feels and makes me, you know, want to go play more or whatever.
Yeah.
If we're going to talk about that, we also need to talk about the, you know, ramifications of violence in video games. What happens with loot crates and like what that's actually doing.
Yeah.
Like all of this stuff is, it needs to be held to equal weight if we're going to do what we do and continue to do it. And I'm not just talking about us. I'm talking about anybody.
The industry.
That is, the industry.
Yeah.
As a whole.
100%. Agreed. Pokemon slipped one in here though for you.
Slip it in.
What are your thoughts, Tim, on the newest Sword and Shield trailer? Mm-hmm. More Pekko is an international treasure and must be protected at all costs.
I like that.
Do you like how they are handling content drops? It seems to be once a month compared to the nearly weekly with Sun and Moon.
I decided to go Media Blackout.
Ooh.
With Sword and Shield going into it. Like it's, I don't want, I feel like I'm so ridiculously close to burnout on this style of Pokemon game that I'm just like, the more room I can give away from it, like knowing everything about it, I think is going to make the experience of actually playing it a lot more pleasurable at this point.
Okay. But
people seem stoked from the tangential things I'm seeing on Twitter about what's being shown. So that's good.
When's the release on that?
November.
Just November. 18th, that's good. It's all you got to give me. I don't care. It's time to squad up. This is where one of you writes into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Give me your name, username, platform of choice, and why you need help in a video game. I read it here. The best friends come and find you, and everybody plays games together. Today, we got an interesting one. Constantine writes in, needing help IRL at the Canadian National Exhibition, where Tim, Andy, and myself will be next weekend hosting a whole bunch of panels. Constantine needs help in Rainbow Six Siege. You can find Constantine on Reddit at CG_G or Steam/Uplay at FAPA for you two. FAPA for you two. I've lived in Toronto my whole life, and I've never been to the CNE, and I've never played in an esports tournament before either. The Gaming Garage is hosting a Siege tournament, I assume on PC, with prizes on August 16th from 5 to 9 p.m. But there's one problem. I don't have anyone to play with. If there are any KFBFs interested in entering and potentially getting our butts kicked by way better teams, let me know. I'm going to make a Reddit post on r/kindoffunny as well. Yeah. Feel free to DM me on Reddit or through Steam/Uplay. I don't have high expectations, but I'll be really happy if we can win a couple of rounds. Prizes, first prize, $2,500.
Woo.
Second prize, $1,250. third prize, $750. Ooh-hoo. Fourth prize, $500.
I'm done.
That's it? Fourth prize, you know, $500. You're not going to cheer for, huh?
No.
You make me buy a TV if I get a $300 gift card, but you won't cheer $500. I see how it is. If you want to play Rainbow Six Siege with Constantine at CNE and CS next weekend, hit Constantine up, CG_G, or just hit up the Kinda Funny subreddit. Time, Tim.
Yes.
To see what we got wrong. Of course, we asked people watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames to go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong. Tell us what we screw up as we screw it up so we can set the record straight for everybody watching later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, roosterteeth.com, podcast servers around the globe. Ill Grill Trill wrote in, as Ill Grill often does, and says, Pa Chrissy Su is a regional Pokemon in Pokemon Go, only available in Canada, Alaska, and Russia. And I'm going to be getting...
Get after it.
I'm going to get 300 of them, come back here, sell them to people on the street. Ill Grill Chill also says, first they came as a poetic form of prose post-war confession that was made in German in 1946. First they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Okay. Our pain is saying that, yeah, the Apex Invitational took place last weekend. Boars and Double Zero says it should be noted that Overwatch League is being shown on Disney XD this weekend. Good. Again, though, smaller reach, I think.
Smaller reach and a completely different style.
Sure.
Like, I wouldn't classify Overwatch as violent. There's a lot of laser tethers and, you know what I mean? Like...
Whatever. Kebabs. I mean, I agree. Sure. Kebabs writes in and says, whoever wrote that Total War article needs to redo their history. Trojans are Greeks, similar to Spartans and Athenians.
Get fucked, dude.
Fucking goddamn not PC you, gamer. Yeah, you PC did fine. Gamer. You're doing fine over there. And then Ill Grill Chill says, we missed a new date. Children of Morta is scheduled to release September 3rd for PC and October 15th for Switch, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. Ladies and gentlemen. That's a week of Kinda Funny Games Daily. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Next week, we'll be back. Monday, it's me and Tim. Tuesday, it's me and Andrea. Wednesday, it's me and Gary. Thursday, I'm not sure. I put it on the thing, and Andrea sent back her dates that she could work, and I haven't read that email because I've been very busy. Mm. But it might be Andrea and Barrett. That's what I wrote down. Friday, I put Fran and Barrett. I don't know if Fran confirmed that either. Gamescast, of course, is going to be Wednesday, August 14th, 2 p.m. Me, Tim. Fran and Andrea, again, I wrote down, but I have not checked on what they said when I sent out their schedules.
Yeah.
So, could it be anybody? Could it be Mike Tyson? It could be. Who knows? We'll find out.
Potentially.
Ladies and gentlemen.
But potentially.
This has been Kinda Funny Games Daily. You know the sites. You know the thing. Play some games this weekend. Be better to each other. And no, until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.